The following program is furnished by Inside Sports Medicine Associates, LLC, and is responsible for its content. It's time for Inside Sports Medicine on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket with your host, Dr. Tio Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Get your sports medicine questions ready and call 888-787-1310.
Good Saturday morning. Good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome to Inside Sports Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Tio Soriao, live in the studio on this, I don't even know the date. Sometime in the middle of May.
The 15th, Doc.
15th of May. Yeah, I know. So, this is your Sports Medicine Current Events Show, where the topics are ripped right off of the sports desk. Over the next 2 hours, oh yeah, I said 2 hours, you're going to be informed, entertained, and hopefully learn something new. You will have the opportunity to call in or text in your questions. No, you're not going to have an opportunity to text in your questions because the text machine's not working. So you can Facebook in your questions. You know the best way to do it is just call in your questions. 888-787-1310. Joining me this morning, as usual, Dr. Brad Ballard. Good morning, Brad.
Morning, Doc. How are you this morning?
We have a full crew in the studio. Jay, Jacob. Somebody's missing. I guess it's Blumenthal's missing.
And Saad.
And Saad. Yeah, is he coming?
I think so.
All right.
As far as I know.
Saad Youssef hopefully is going to be showing up today as well.
I'm curious as to what the text machine is that you were referring to a minute ago.
The text machine.
The text machine that he's referred to multiple times that is non-existent? That one?
Yeah.
Is that the one you're talking about? Yeah.
So back in the old days, we had our own text number. And it's number 21,000. I won't forget it. And it was really interactive. I mean, we'd have 70, 80 texts in an hour. And it quit working for some reason. I think we didn't pay our bill. And never got revived. Never got revived. And I always worried about people texting and driving because we have so many who listen to us on the road going to various places. So I kind of was a little nervous about that. Didn't want to be a hypocrite about it. But, yeah, so we used to have a text machine. We don't anymore.
No, we don't anymore. Correct.
Was it like a dot matrix printer? It just printed out your little text like a ticker tape machine?
Kind of. Yeah. Well, so you would log in.
It was practically SOS is what was happening. Yeah. You know,
you would log in.
Morse code kind of stuff.
We had one screen that had all the texts on it, and we had another screen that had the phone calls on it. And I'll tell you, here we are in the 21st century, and neither one of those things is working. For example, when we have a phone call, Jay has to whisper in my ear who it is, where they're from, and what they want to talk about. And I guess I could get a new login and be able to watch it. But
I was going to say, I know that there's access in that room to the call screener.
Yeah, but
I don't think he has a login.
I don't have a login.
You know how every person on the in here has to have a login on the computer?
That's true.
There's going to be a day where we figure this out.
We just updated just recently, you know, Inside Baseball, IT just updated all the computers in the building over the last month or so. And yeah, so everybody's got to have a login for their own thing now.
So for our Facebook people, first of all, welcome. We love having you guys with us and having the ability to watch us. And Mayor just joined us as well. So Kareem's with us as well. We love that. And I'm blaming all this on COVID.
Yes.
Because of COVID, we can't all be in the studio. And because of COVID, one of us has to stay home and use Zoom. And because of that, our sound is off. Our technicals. If we were all in the studio, then you would be able to hear Jacob, you would be able to hear Jay, you would be able to hear all of that stuff. But since we have to utilize the Zoom network, we have no way of plugging into the backstory. So what I was going to suggest is if you can watch us on Facebook and listen to us on the radio. I mean, you can do both. That way you get the best of both worlds. There's an 8-second delay, though, which may be disconcerting to some.
Yeah.
But I promise you, as soon as we can all come in the studio, that all goes away.
Somebody said COVID killed the mighty text machine.
It did. It did.
Yeah.
Well, because...
Exactly.
Now, see, the Facebook people wouldn't hear that.
No.
They didn't hear that little drum roll thing. Yeah. Morning, Kareem.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good. So I have a question for you, because yesterday you texted saying that your son has a game at 9. What sport?
Baseball.
Does it never end?
Not when you got 3 and they all play sports.
Man, yes.
I mean, he's got something every weekend.
Yeah.
We got 3 games today, I think, all my kids.
Yeah, so I did something nostalgic yesterday. I'll give my wife credit for this. So Karen has been working on cleaning out the attic for the past month.
Mm-hmm.
And she found a box of videotapes, various sizes, Beta, VHS, the little bitty 8mm ones, bunch of videotapes. And most of them were not labeled.
Hmm.
So there's this company that we've used before called iMemories. You basically ship off your stuff, and they secure it, because if that stuff is lost, I mean, it's lost. So it's a secure way of shipping. So she shipped off all these videotapes that we accumulated over 30 years. And last night I got an email from iMemories and says your videotapes are available. So she's out of town. I stayed home, had a nice quiet night, and I watched old family videos. And this is directed primarily for you two young guys, and Kareem especially. This is the first time I've seen any of these videos. You record the stuff,
mm-hmm.
but then you never play it back.
Right.
So, I mean, I saw my kids in their geeky teenage years. I was thinking to myself, wait, when did this happen?
Yeah.
But it was such a cool thing. I literally spent 3 hours watching old family videotapes. And I don't know if I'll ever see them again, but some were like, I'm not even going to say this on the radio. They're ultrasound videos. My kids' ultrasound videos.
That's crazy.
Nuts.
Yeah,
Sam's 30. He's married. He's probably going to have kids soon.
And you're looking at his ultrasound video.
I'm looking at his ultrasound video, and I'm thinking, why the hell did we save that?
Right.
Anyway, so when you're going out and you've got all these games today, Kareem, record some of that.
We do. Don't worry.
Just so I'm clear, have you ever watched them?
Oh, yeah. Well, but, like, not 30 years later, right? But, yes, I've seen them, like, because you'll get on your iPhone, it'll pop up a memory.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you'll get these, like, 5 years ago today,
yeah.
You know. It you get these random reminders. So it's kind of neat. It's cool.
I always wondered how they do that.
Yeah,
the memories thing.
So smart. Yeah, I mean, it you can't go without, you know, missing a memory from a year ago, 2 years ago.
Something that was
significant enough to at least take a picture on your phone. It'll show you.
So I got, we have to go on break because the intro went a little long, but my iPhone can't tell the difference between my two daughters because they look alike.
So which one does it come up as? Does it give a name?
So all of Abby's pictures come up as Bradley Kate, and this memory that just popped up last week was pictures of both of them.
That's awesome.
I thought it was hilarious. All right, come in, and I don't know how to fix it. If there anybody
is no fixing it, it's trying to do facial recognition, yeah, and they just look similar.
There was no way to fix it. There was no way to change the name on it.
Right.
And even if I change the name on it, it still has pictures of both of them.
Sure.
All right, quick little break. Oh, you're going to have to tell your friends to tune in to this show, especially the top of the next hour, because we're going to talk about something that will, well, you're never going to forget it. This is Inside Sports Medicine, coming right back. 888-787-1310. That's the phone number, 888-787-1310 on 96.7-1310, The Ticket.